Midweek, early September. These are the days we wait for. This is the time when, as year-round residents, we reclaim the beaches for our own. We share them benevolently with young families carrying preschool kids, scattered college students with late-starting semesters, and retirees with smiles on their faces, as if they have some deep secret. Yesterday, at dusk, I drove down to Whitecrest Beach in South Wellfleet. There were only two cars in the parking lot. Whitecrest lacks the sublime scale of Truro's Long Nook, but it shares that same expansive sense of bare space and pure sand, of the body of the Cape spilling itself out onto the apron of the sea. I walked along the wave's edge, simply savoring the serenity of the day's end. The surf was insignificant, more like that of the bay than the ocean, a half foot at most, formal and regular. There was an object in the water about 50 feet offshore. In the dying light, I first thought it was a lobster buoy, or even a plump shark fin. We're allowed to think shark now on any of these beaches. But it was a seal head, a gray seal, relaxing, its nose in the air, the back of its head resting on the surface of the swells as on a pillow. The seal remained in this position, unmoving, for at least 5 minutes, totally unaware of me, or of itself as shark bait. I passed a young woman in her late teens, her blonde hair tied back in a ponytail, her modest beach bag set neatly above the rack line, her jeans rolled up. She toyed solemnly and barefooted with the low waves. To the north, a young couple with an infant riding in her father's backpack also strolled barefoot in and out of the curling seethes of water and foam. So we play in the soft teeth of the ocean. On the darkening bluff behind them, lights came on in several of the beach cottages. These soft lights, too, seemed to partake of the evening's calmness and the peaceful surf. Yet I could only see these lights because the cottages they belong to are now perched precariously near the cliff edge. Each year, the number of these oceanfront cottages grows fewer. Last winter, 3 more were claimed by the sea in our town, or rather they were condemned and dismantled before the ocean took them. It seems to me curious that the owners of these modest, weathered structures command such a full view of the instrument of their imminent destruction. I wonder, do they learn the skill of letting go more readily than the rest of us? Does the sea give them the gift of acceptance with grace in exchange for what it takes from them? From the public comments of those who have lost their sea perches, it seems that this may be so. And if so, what does it feel like to close the door and hear the click of the latch for the last time on a place still tangible, but already a memory?